Good morning. It is 8:18 and you are listening to Raven Radio. Joining me this morning, it is school athletes. I have Hunter Ramp, John Davis, Chris Reeves. They are all soccer players and head soccer coach, Eric Van Cees. Good morning.
Good morning.
Wow, everybody is just ready to go this morning. I see the energy. They're all smiling.
Yeah, we don't have snow falling, and it's sunny outside, so we're pretty happy about that.
And it's the beginning of soccer season.
Yeah, we kick off tomorrow. We have Juno Douglas coming in with their men's and women's team, so games start tomorrow, and they'll run through Saturday.
And when did practice start?
Our first game as far as our...
Well, how long have you been, has it been taking to prepare for this weekend? Okay.
Yeah, we started, our practice season started March 4th. And so we've been, three weeks or 4 weeks into it. So, we start this season tomorrow and then we end up about May 18th.
Okay, great. And the, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and where are the games located?
The games will be located at Lower Moeller Field. It starts out... 4 p.m. tomorrow will be the Lady Wolves start. 6 p.m. tomorrow will be the men's varsity. Friday, starting at 2, will be the men's JV, followed at 4 by women's team. And then 6 p.m., again, men's varsity. Saturday, 11 a.m. will be the final men's JV game.
And these are all against Juno Douglas?
Yes, that's correct. Yeah, the Crimson Bears. So.
Okay, Chris, are you ready to play?
Yeah, I'm excited. I haven't played. Last year was my first year, and it's been about a year since I've played, so I'm excited to get back out on the field and kick the ball around. Should be a good time.
Good, and we were talking about conditions for practicing. It's been snowing raining.
For the past about all during spring break with the snow on the field, we went up to the covered area over at Keaton. Worked on some indoor stuff and ran around and stuff, but it's definitely a lot different than actually playing on the field and getting used to the field. So it's nice to be back out there.
Okay, Hunter, you are a senior and you played last year.
Yeah, this is my fourth year playing.
Okay, and so you have been matched up against Juno Douglas before.
Yeah.
What kind of team are they?
They're a good team. They've got a solid program over there that's been in place for. Who knows how long, more than 5 years like our program has. So they know how their system works.
Do you know how our system works? Do we have an advantage?
I think I could think you could still call us a new program, but we're learning as far as practice and developing a team.
John, you're also a senior. Do you feel that Sitka team still feel like newbies?
We definitely have some new people. We have a lot of new people on the team, and I think it's less about individuals and more of a team, and I see our team coming together very well this year compared to other years. We're communicating a lot better, and just we're bonding as a team a lot better than we have in previous years.
And that's a very good skill to put together early on. Coach, something unusual about the soccer program. It hasn't been around very long. It's considered an unclassified sport.
Yeah, I'm not sure all of the dynamics as far as that, but the first couple of years, it was considered a club sport, this is our third year as far as the Wolves being a sanctioned team, and then again, the Lady Wolves, this is their first year being on their own. So, yeah, we are new. We are, as far as the communities, it's just Ketchikan, Sitka, and then the two high schools in Juneau that have teams, and we're obviously the smallest community, but we're catching up. We're getting up to them.
And will you be traveling outside of Southeast to compete?
Yes, we will be traveling down to Ketchikan to, play their team down there. Then we will have two different trips over to Juneau, one to play Thunder Mountain, and who also, by the way, has started their program about the same time we did, and then we'll be also the guests over at Juno Douglas.
Okay. So I'm going to go around the room with the players wanting to know your soccer experience. If if this is a new program in high school. So I will start with you, Chris.
All right. Well, last year was the first year I ever played, my sophomore year. And before that, I always wrestled and played football. So it wasn't really – last year I was like, yeah, soccer sounds fun. Let's do it.
There wasn't an aggressive recruiting campaign?
No, not at all. I had some good friends on the team last year. Gus Brule, I played football with him, and he got me into it. So I said, why not? And I like the sport. It's a good time. Much safer than football.
That's
good.
Some might debate that. A different sort of set of injuries come with
Definitely.
With soccer.
Yep.
That's great. And next? What's your soccer experience?
I started my sophomore year. I had a senior friend, Stephen McIntyre, that I did every single sport with him that year. And he convinced me to do soccer. And I didn't have very many skills, but I could run around pretty fast. And so they stuck me on defense, and I ran around trying to get the ball. So I've developed a lot more, and I'm still working on it.
Are you still playing defense?
We'll see what happens this year. I can play defense, and I'm trying to work on running around a little bit farther up the field.
And you're a senior, so you'll be going to college soon?
Yes.
And are you going to maybe play in college?
I hope to play intramural soccer. I don't know if they have a sanctioned soccer team, but I know they have a lot of fields there.
Terrific. And Hunter, how about you? You seem to have the most experience.
Yeah, I've been, let's see, eighth grade year I traveled with the team once. I think it was just a club team. We went to Juno to play. But, yeah, I've played all 4 years of high school. And, yeah, it's definitely become my favorite sport. I used to be real into baseball, but kind of shifted towards soccer.
Terrific. And do you have a favorite pro team or a player that you'd like to emulate?
I definitely am a fan of Manchester United. Definitely watch their games every weekend. But, yeah, it helps. It's crazy how much better they are than what we are, but we're trying.
You watch and learn. Absolutely. Right. John, do you have a soccer hero?
Not really. I just watch every game every now and then with Hunter, and just it's cool to see all the stuff they can do, all the stuff they've learned, all the time I've spent into it.
Absolutely. And I will ask Chris as well, who's smiling. He's quickly thinking on his feet.
I don't really follow soccer too close. I like to play it, but follow other sports and stuff. I've just never really been that big into pro soccer. So
I'm very disappointed. I haven't heard any female soccer influences like Mia Hamm or.
If I knew a name, I'd tell you. But
all right. Well, your homework is to find someone who has satellite TV and see a women's match for sure. So, Coach, can you tell us what's coming up? You have any strategies? Any concerns? You have a strong team.
Well, it's unique this year that we are fielding both a JV and varsity team. And typically, in the ideal world, you'd have 15 dedicated players per team. I mean, just at a minimum, because you have 11 on the field. It'd be nice to have four as your backup. This year, just because of shifts of players and activities, we have a total of 20 eligible players. We have 22 on the roster, but 20 are ready to go. So between myself and the assistant coach, Dave Adams, who's in his third year with us, which has been a tremendous asset, it's going to take some creative strategy. We do have a varsity and JV makeup, but it's going to basically require all the players in both games, which is unique. Usually we could dedicate several players to just show up, during their varsity shift. But this year it's going to be everybody, and it'll require a lot of substituting, watching the players. But the good news is that they'll get a lot of field time, lots of field time out there.
That's good. A lot of experience and making sure everyone is healthy, finding balance, sleep.
Right. And those, a lot of those are out of, my control, and we hope that the players and whatnot take good responsibility there. But, we're looking forward to it. It's Juno is a real serious kickstart. They are one of the top-ranked teams in the state. They often exceed even Anchorage up there. So it's good for us to work with them. The players that have played in the past know what's coming. The new players, it'll be a good eye-opener. But they do run a very, very professional team.
So what you're saying is this weekend will set the tone for the season, possibly.
Yeah, it'll be a trial by fire. Here's what it's really about, but that's good. It's these guys have been working really, really hard, and we're looking forward to it.
Terrific. So folks can support the Sitka soccer teams this weekend, actually Thursday, Friday, Saturday at?
At Lower Molar Field. It kicks off at 4 p.m. tomorrow with the Lady Wolves, followed at 6 p.m. by the men's varsity. And then 2, 4, and 6 o'clock on Friday, and I believe 11 a.m. on Saturday.
Terrific. Thank you all for joining me this morning.
Thank you.
Thank you.